diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent to Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
Yo,
take a scalpel.
Yo, ho,
ho, yo. Do the vertebrae.
Yo,
I need some touching.
Yo, ho, ho,
yo. Yes. It's Weird Medicine, the addendum. It's a little new extra content that we're doing for our listeners out there. It's a podcast. Since we are now contractually barred from putting show audio on the internet. So here we are. I got Double Vasectomy Todd in studio.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. We got Rob from Elizabethton back from sabbatical.
Greetings.
And we've also got Susie.
Hello, hello.
Todd's penis enlargement tester.
That's so
Anyway, so we're going to do just a little podcast, and we're going to talk about the shows that we're getting ready to do. I am drinking an Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Very nice.
And plan on getting hammered by the time we're finished with the second show, so we'll see what kind of advice I can get.
That'll do it.
That,
so. Good radio. Good radio.
Perhaps. We'll do a another version of the Double Vasectomy Todd urine tasting, but... perhaps direct from the tap. I don't know.
I do.
Anything could happen after drinking an Arrogant Bastard Ale. Mm. We should probably try to get them to be sponsors of our fine radio program.
Oh, well, I'm for that.
Well, anyway, yeah, lots of stuff has happened. This is our first show after the new year. We have some cool things that are going to happen in the next few shows, not in these next two, but we have the ability now to do remote recording. So we're going to start remoting some stuff, and I've got some ideas. The first thing we're hitting is one of the local strip clubs, and we're going to be asking the girls some questions.
Now, do you mean a strip club or a titty bar?
A titty bar. That's true. There is, well, there's exotic dancers, and then there's what?
Whores. I don't know.
We probably won't do real well if we call them whores right off. Let's call them exotic dancers. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Absolute performance artists.
That's right.
I want to go.
Okay. No. All right. Let's see what we got.
Dr. Steve, I never had chicken pox before. I was diagnosed with chicken pox a couple weeks ago. 31 years old. Heard some rumors that I may be impotent. That's a little concerning to me. I've never had chicken pox when I was a kid. I was told I was immune. I take care of my old father. He had shingles. I contracted chicken pox. And I want to know if I want to be able to reproduce and have some kids. You let me know, huh?
Yeah. Let me know, huh?
Yeah, Pazan. Let me know.
Hey, okay, he's got some great questions in there. Adult chicken pox is one of those things you don't hear about a lot. And he is absolutely right. Shingles is nothing more than chicken pox come back to, make one last stand.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know chicken pox could do that.
Yeah, what happens is when you're a kid and you get chicken pox, your immune system kicks in and starts kicking the virus's ass, and it retreats. But it retreats into your central nervous system where the immune system can't get at it. Okay, so it sits there and it sits there and it sits there, and maybe 40, 50, 60 years later, it comes out as shingles for one last sort of hurrah.
Wow.
And when it does that, if you've never had, anyone who has never had chicken pox can get chicken pox. So this guy is right. Now, he's worried that getting adult chicken pox has caused him to be impotent. Well, the way to find, I think what he meant was infertile, because he can tell if he's impotent or not if he can get a hard on.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And having a low having chicken pox does not increase your risk of being impotent.
But it does possibly make you infertile.
No, it would be mumps. People are confuse the two. Mumps can cause you to be infertile. The complications of adult chicken pox are pneumonia, bone infections, joint infections, and toxic shock syndrome, which is what you just where you get an overwhelming infection from infected lesions, you know, where the skin lesions get infected. You can get infection of the brain, which is called encephalitis. You can get some bleeding problems and some central nervous system problems. But other than that, you don't get impotent from getting adult chicken pox.
From the sound of it, do you get dead? I mean, sounds like some of that stuff is pretty bad.
Yeah, I think of all the hospitalizations for chicken pox, 50% of those are in adults.
Okay.
So it's pretty high. Now, there was another statistic that all of a sudden I can't remember. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. There's a disproportionate number of deaths, and it's 55% of the deaths are in adults that have chickenpox. Now, you can die from chickenpox. Even kids can die from chickenpox.
Holy cow.
It's rare. That's why they developed the vaccine, was to prevent those rare complications.
Okay.
But anyway, so the thing that if he's really worried about being infertile, all he has to do is go give a sperm sample to his local lab, just jack into a jar, and they'll look at it under the microscope. If he's got little live wigglers in there, then he's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Now, we're going to tease something that's going to be on the live show.
Hi, I'm Brian from Tucson. Listening to your show right now, and I have to disagree. I think the worst smell that I've ever had in my 14 years of EMS is active GI bleed that we had last night, where he had explosive diarrhea and it was nothing but blood. After 2 units of blood, it was nothing but shit and blood, and it made me gag, the pilot gag, and my nurse gag for an hour and a half.
The pilot, so he was on a helicopter.
Holy crap.
Okay, yeah. Fecal matter mixed with blood, not a good smell. Fecal matter in general, it has to be one of the worst smells there are. So.
Sure, yeah.
So, and then mix it in with, you know, old, you know, nasty blood, that's going to be a pretty bad one. What I'm going to tease is we are going to do your awful smell bit on the show that comes, let's see, today's the 5th, right? So what would that be? Let me see, today is what, Tuesday? So 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, on January 9th. We will have one of the best phone calls of all time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome.
This is my favorite phone call of all time so far has been the guy that called in and said, if you get your tubes snipped, can you still come? And his girlfriend goes, ejaculate in the background. And he goes, ejaculate, whatever.
So the
same
question
thing.
Is, can you come with a chick like that?
Right.
Jesus.
So the this call comes a close second and may even eclipse it.
Wow, I can't wait.
So it'll be a good one. All right. Well, anyway, so that's the Weird Medicine Addendum. Just a quickie, something we can throw up on our website. I hope everybody will listen to our shows. We're going to be on much more frequently than ever before. We have every Saturday night. We may be sharing the Saturday night slot with another show, but and that will be a good thing. It was our idea. So if that happens, we'll let you know here first before anybody else finds out about it. So, oh, that's nice, John. What the hell is that? PA John just came in with a picture mail of, oh my God, it's a guy with his testicle outside of his scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find that?
Ow.
That kind of made my nuts hurt.
Yeah. All right. A buddy of mine told me it was one of his friends.
Oh, you're not on mic. Sorry. Now you're on mic. PA John just walked in the studio.
One of my buddies told me it was one of his friends, said he took a picture of it.
You're only 35 minutes late. It's fine.
I've been downstairs for a while.
Okay. With Tacy? Really? Whatever. All right. We'll see you guys Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight on the Saturday after the Saturday Night Virus. All right.